Hey, friends. So are you guys looking to start to diminish sugar cravings and start to lose weight? Well, today in this episode, I'm going to be going over 5 tips that will help you to manage sugar cravings. And also, regardless of that, will help with weight loss. So I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. And I also encourage you that if you feel stuck in your health and you really want to live intentionally this year and you're ready to just get out of the rut that you have been on. As I've been working with one of my clients, she said today just how much her life has changed and how she is feeling so much better in her body. Her energy is better and she's really seen this spill over into her life. And this is what happens when we start to take care of our health. Not only is it about our weight if we need to lose it, but more importantly, it's about our health. Because when we start to feel better, it spills over into our life. So we start to have better habits around our house, better relationships with people, and everything just seems to click a little better. So if this is you, I encourage you to set up that free call. On this call, we can do it on the video or telephone. And we'll just see what you need to start with. I offer health coaching, personal training. I also have a course. And I offer discounts for teachers, frontline workers, and military families. So check the description down below, and I encourage you to set up that call and take that next step forward. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of 4 and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, I'm excited to dive into this episode today. Because managing our sugar cravings, and really this also is about balancing our blood sugar, is really huge when it comes to our health. Sugar is very inflammatory in our body, and a lot of chronic diseases have inflammation. So anything that has itis in it, that means inflammation, and reducing sugar and really balancing our blood sugars is super important when it comes to reducing inflammation in our body. So tip number one is to watch the internal dialogue you have going on in your mind when it comes to sugar. So we have pleasure centers in our brain and they want to have a good time. They want to go back for that second piece of cake. They're like the little kid in us whispering to eat it now. It really lives in the moment. So maybe you have noticed that when you're around sugar, it just feels like this pull right towards it. But as humans, we also have a prefrontal cortex. So that is the front part of our brain. And this really helps to balance the pleasure center of our brain. In this area of the brain, we get judgment, we get planning and self-control. So what we want to do is really pay attention to that internal dialogue that's going on in our mind. And we also want to talk to ourselves well. So sometimes maybe we had an extra piece of cake and we didn't want it. But when we fill ourselves with shame, when we beat ourselves up, it really doesn't put us in a place to move forward. Think of when someone has said something mean to you and puts you down. It doesn't really actually help to motivate you to move forward. You're stuck in that shame and guilt. So what we want to do when something happens is to talk kind to ourselves, give us ourselves forgiveness, and start to move on. So really pay attention to that internal dialogue when you are around sugar and start to talk to yourself kind. Be aware of these thoughts that sometimes just want to bring us to that pleasure and help to balance it with true thoughts and really using that judgment planning part of your brain and being intentional when you are around sugar. And tip number two is to balance your blood sugar and really do this well. Because what happens is our blood sugar, when we're not eating well, can go up and down. So highs and lows, it's not as stable. And when it's like that and it goes low, we're having less blood flow to our brain. Our brain actually uses a lot of our energy. So it's important to start our day off well and to make sure that we are really eating in a way that balances our blood sugar so that our brain and our thinking part of the brain, that we're able to use that more. And tip number three is to optimize your vitamin D levels. Well, and I found this so interesting. Studies have found that low levels of vitamin D are associated with obesity and depression. And another study found that when people have low vitamin D levels, they tend to be more hungry. So this is super important. And this also plays into immune health and energy. So there's other reasons why we really want to have an optimized vitamin D level. So you guys can ask your doctor to test for this, or you can do a simple at-home test where you just prick your finger and get your levels tested. This is what I have done the last couple of years because prior, my vitamin D levels tend to run low, and I really noticed this in my energy and my immune system. So I've been trying to test it every year and really make sure that my levels are not just above the normal, but really in an optimal range. So when you get a test back, you'll see a range of what is normal. And I definitely want to be on the middle, higher end, especially when it comes to vitamin D. Vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin, so it is something that you could get too much of. So you want to make sure that you are in that good range and not overdosing on vitamin D. Tip number four is to boost your omega-3s. So low omega-3s have been associated with depression, obesity, and Alzheimer's, which they're now calling type 3 diabetes. So it's really important, again, to test this and make sure that you are in a good levels and giving your brain those nutrients that you need. Our brain need lots of omega-3s to really work well. And when our brain can work well, then we're able to make better decisions. So again, you can test your omega-3s at home. Most doctors don't really ever test for this, despite all the scientific evidence. So I'll share a link in the description where you can test your omega-3 levels at home and make sure that you are getting to that optimal level. I've recently partnered with the company Zenzino, and I really love, they're the ones who do this at-home testing. And they also have a balance oil that has omega-3s. It has added polyphenols in it that really help with the absorption of the omega-3s. And there's no fishy taste, no fishy burp. So I've been using it for, oh my goodness, like well over 8 months. It might be close to a year. And I have my family take this too, because this is one essential nutrient that we need. I don't even think of it as a supplement. It's just something we really need from our diet. And I want my family's brains to work really well. So check the description down below for that. So as I'm going over this, it's really hard to fight those sugar cravings when your vitamin D is low, when your blood sugar is all over the place, and when you don't have enough omega-3s. So these things can be really important to look at. And the last one I want to share is to get enough sleep. So when we don't get enough sleep, our cortisol or stress hormone can go high. This that I'm going to share came from the CDC website, and it's complications from lack of sleep. So if you get less than 7 hours of sleep per night regularly, then you can have an increase of insulin resistance. And this comes back to our blood sugar regulation. It can make you hungrier the next day. It can also reduce how full you feel after eating. And you're also more likely to reach for junk foods and foods that are higher in carbs and sugar, which all this makes it harder to lose weight. And also from a health level, they have found that it can raise your blood pressure, increase your risk of heart attack, and also make your immune system less likely to fight infections. So it's really important that we are getting as much sleep as we can, that we're, of course, not stressing about it, but that we're making sleep a priority, that we're carving out enough time in our day to be getting sleep. And some people are going to struggle more with sleep than others. But just thinking, how can you really optimize, improve your sleep just a little bit more if you need to? So let's go over those five tips real quick. One is really watch that internal dialogue that is going on. Two, balance your blood sugar so we can use our brain better and have more blood flow to it. 3, optimize your vitamin D level. 4, boost your omega-3s. And 5, get enough sleep. So I encourage you guys to really think about what you need to do for yourself and your health right now. Don't become overwhelmed with trying to do it all. Really think about what that next thing is. And I would love to hear from you guys in my Facebook group, Healthy Beyond 40. There will be a link where you can join down below. And head to my group, really share what your takeaway from this episode is and what you really need to do for your health. Or maybe you're confused about what you should do and you have a few different ideas. Share those in the group. All right, friends, keep nourishing your body and keep taking one step forward in your health. You guys got this.